He sat down in a big rocking chair and began to rock. He looked around his new room. "Nice wallpaper," he said. "I like roses. And I like that red bedspread. That is a jolly big closet for one boy. What's the picture of the house and that pretty little girl?" Benny laughed. "Rory, you're interested in everything, aren't you? Probably Grandfather can tell you the answers. I don't know." "Really, I am interested in almost everything," Rory said thoughtfully. He didn't mind having Benny laugh. "I like to know about things," he added. "Yes, that's what Mrs. McGregor said," Benny replied. Benny took one of Rory's jackets and hung it in the closet. He took a coat and put it in the closet, too. "That closet looks funny to me," Rory said. "I don't understand it."
"What's wrong with it?"
asked Henry, who was going down the hall. "Well," Rory said, "I thought that closet would be long and go way back, but it doesn't. It's almost square inside." Benny knocked on the back wall of the closet. It was a wooden wall, not a plastered one.
"I can tell you about that myself," Benny said. "You see, my room is next door. My closet backs up to yours. This wooden wall divides the space. Here, I'll draw you a little map."
"I see," said Rory. "The R is for my room, and the B is for your room." Benny said,
"Come in my room and I'll show you."
The two boys ran into Benny's room. Benny opened the closet door and pushed his clothes out of the way.
"See? It's the same wall," Benny said.
He knocked on it.
Rory said, "Let me run back to my room. I'll knock on my side."
"Okay,"
Benny said. Soon, he heard Rory knocking, but it wasn't as loud as he had thought it would be. He knocked, and in a minute, Rory was back.
"Benny, did you hear me?" he asked. "I could hear you knock, but it wasn't very loud."
"Too bad," Benny said. "I was thinking we could signal to each other in the morning."
Rory looked thoughtful. Then he asked, "Do you think we could make a telegraph between our rooms?"
"A telegraph?"
Benny asked, and began to see that having Rory around was going to be fun.
"You mean, run heavy cord from one room to the other?"
"Well, the back walls of the closets are just wood. Maybe there's a crack or a hole we could run a cord through," Rory said.
"And we could hang something heavy that would knock against the wall," Benny said.
"Or even a bell."
"That's it," Rory said. "If I pull the rope on my side, it would make a noise."